Hello, my friends, and happy, happy Sunday. As promised, I am back again with my 52 list for Happiness Journal, and I'm picking up where I left off, but I'm also going back one. So where I left off was list 41, but I'm going to do 41 through 43 so I don't, you know, miss anything. So get your coffee, get your tea, get comfortable, and let's get this started. Okay, so this week, and I really am going to try to make my responses quick and keep this under 20 minutes. That's what I'm aiming for. So let's get started. Let me stop rambling. So this week I am discussing on the blog, because I've put up a couple new things, celebrating a life. I'm completing the review that I did from last week, which is manifesting your dreams through a positive affirmation, which is a book review. And then I'm also adding in, because I didn't think I was, and even though I'm not finished with the journal, technically, I'm adding in my thoughts so far on the 52 list for Happiness Journal, because right now I only have seven more to go, and basically I'm done with this book. But I have some thoughts on this book because, yeah, I just have some thoughts. So let's get started. First, on the blog, I finally finished my about page. And I don't know if anyone's paying attention or not. It really kind of only bothered me. No one was sending me emails on a download going, girl, where's your about page? We don't know nothing about you. No one cared. But I cared. So that's all that matters. And I wrote a little bio and then kind of recrafted or rebranded what the blog actually is versus what I had there before. But that page had been blank for like a little over a month. And I think I had a message in there going, I'm updating. And it wasn't until this week that I looked at it and said, wait a minute, how long has this been like this? And I actually remember putting that in there. It's been forever, but my about page is up. It basically is a link to it. I give you a link to my social media, the days that I post, about the blog, about me, and all that good stuff like that there. So next, celebrating a life. R.I.P. Auntie. So last week, you know, I heard some not so good news, that an aunt of mine had, passed away. And it's always sad when you hear that family has passed away, you know, and that God has called them home. And all I can say is, you know, she's not suffering anymore. You know, she doesn't have any doubt or any fear anymore. And yes, her daughters and her family and everyone is going to miss her, because we miss the self, we miss the body. But, you know, when it's time to go, it's time to go. And I knew her. I wasn't really close to her. And, you know, I was talking with my mom this week, and my mom mentioned something that was oh so true. She was one of the nicest people that I have really ever met. I mean, she was so nice and so giving, and she took care of you. She was just really, really sweet. She was always there. Something happened, something, you know, if family needed to be called on, she was always there. And, you know, I appreciated her for that. And one thing I want to mention, she made the best cakes. If I don't remember nothing else, I remember the sweets, baby. She made the best cakes. She will really, really, you know, be missed. But, you know, as I said, I am, you know, we're celebrating a life. I mean, yes, you grieve and you're sad, but you have to celebrate the life. You grieve in periods, and everyone's grieved differently. And I've grieved, and, you know, I've prayed on it and thought about it. And it's just different for everyone. So again, RIP auntie. Let me get my words right. RIP. And Next, completing this review of Manifesting Your Dreams Through Positive Affirmation, which was a book review from the Scale It Simple blog I mentioned last week, and I've linked last Sunday's post that I was asked to review this book. And, you know, it was a quick book. It was basically about 77 or so pages. And the book is literally 365 positive affirmations, words, phrases that you can write down and take with you and just carry them with you. What the book recommends and what I do too from that book and from reading the information, you can develop your own affirmation, because an affirmation is just something positive that you want to say to yourself to maybe get you through a hard time. Maybe it's something you want to meditate on, you know, every day. But I've typed my own, and I have some for AM and some for PM. And it's just like, you know, it's just kind of your mantra. It's like your road to happy. I really like this book. I think it's a very, very good idea, and I understand the principles. It's easy. It was very clear to read. So I definitely like this book. And as I said last week, you know, reciting a positive affirmation every day is not a new concept, but sometimes we need to relearn or reteach ourselves, you know, these things, because it's a means to get out of what you're feeling. It's a roadmap to, you know, how you want to get to your happiness. You know, if you look at a phrase every day that says, I am going to be happy, eventually you're going to be happy. You're training your mind. And it mentions that in the book, your brain is a muscle, just like anything. It needs to be trained. Sometimes, you know, behaviors like that are learned, but they're learned through life experiences and doing. So the book is a good idea. Check out the link below for the download. It's not an expensive book, but I definitely would recommend it. I think it's a great idea for happy living, you know, and that's, you know, why we're here. So the next is, I've got my thoughts on the 52 list for happiness journal, but I'm going to jump ahead and go over list 41 through 43 before I do that. So list 41, I can't remember when I posted it. It must have been like sometime back in June. And basically list 41 asks to list the ways money can buy happiness. And I'm looking at this when I first read it, like, well, we know that money can't buy happiness. What the devil is this? What is this tomfoolery? And also, and first, before I go through on what I wrote, let me read the take action portion. So again, list 41 asks to list the ways money can buy happiness. And the take action says, give yourself a small budget this week to buy yourself something that makes you feel awesome, whether it's a new book, a spa day, or paying someone else to do a chore that you dislike. Treat yourself. This is a really great concept. And you know, I don't want to get into age appropriateness and who this is for and who it isn't for. But when you ask me a question, in my old ass age, list the ways money can buy happiness. We know deep down money can't buy happiness. So that's the first thing that pops into your mind. But if you had the money, if I had the money, I was thinking, this is what I listed, I would pay off a bill or get out of debt, buy a home, travel, helping family, donating to a favorite charity, or helping my mom and dad financially. Because I was on the big things, you know, big things popping. I wasn't on to buying myself a book or a little trinket, because I'm grown. I can buy what I want. And books are nice, and shoes and things like that are great. And they make you happy for a time. But that's, I don't know what the author is getting at by asking that? So it's a confusing question, because when you're grown, you know that sometimes shopping can give you that endorphin to make you feel better. So yeah, you buy yourself something, and this is not anything that anyone needs to tell you to do. You kind of know. So I was kind of thrown off with that. And again, I'll go over that in just a second with when I get to the review part. Now, that was list 41. So now list 42 asks to list the ways money cannot buy happiness. And so I'm thinking, oh, okay, I see what you're doing. You're going to give us a divine contrast between the two. The take action in this portion says to choose one way this week that you will create happiness in your life without buying anything. The sky is the limit. Well, who doesn't do that already? I'm not made of money, so I'm not always reaching in my bag to buy something for happiness. I have been dreaming since I was a kid. And when I say that, I just mean, in general, you dream about, you know, what you want and what's happening with what you want. And you're always dreaming, you know, about, how do I want to say this? You always dream about things in your head, about concepts, about things you want to accomplish. And we know it doesn't cost anything. But again, this is not a brand new concept. So it's confusing as to how, what was happening and why and what's going on with this list. Because what I listed was money cannot buy relationships or trust. Money cannot buy peace of mind. Money truly can't buy happiness. And I'm going to stop on this for a second. Money can't buy happiness, because you can have all the money in the world and still be a miserable, despicable person. All money does is make you a miserable, despicable person with money. You got to be happy first before you can prosper. You know, I mean, how are you to be rewarded if you're not happy within? If you're not happy within, you're just going to be unhappy with money. It's not going to change anything, which is why this is kind of misleading here. And I also put it entitlement and life's experiences, which are kind of, you know, self-explanatory. But again, this is where I'm beginning to doubt, like, this list and what I'm supposed to get from this. So moving on, list number 43, which asks to list how where you are right now fulfills dreams and desires of your past. And the first thing I thought of, I can't remember what I dreamed about as a child. I mean, I don't know. I could have wanted to be a fairy princess as a child. You don't really remember that. So who are you gearing this book towards? Because what I remember from my childhood, when I think about my childhood, I couldn't see past a certain age. And I'll be real honest with y'all. When I was younger, even once I got 16, even 18, I couldn't see past 18 to another age to dream about what I wanted to be. Something in my brain would not let me see past to where I was to even have a dream. I just wanted to be happy and frolic and play and like boys. I didn't have any aspirations. I didn't. I honestly didn't. Now, as an adult, yes, I wanted to see my child be happy, and I wanted someone to love me for me. Those are the things that I dreamed that I wanted. Now, it's interesting. The take action says, what are some other dreams from your past that you would still like to fulfill? Choose one way this week to explore one of your childhood dreams and see how that inspires you. See, and now I'm going to get to my thoughts on this book. When I first started this journal, I was skeptical. And then after about list four, I really started to get into it. I loved the exercises. I loved what it was teaching you. Fast forward and we get to like list 40, and I'm not seeing how this is making a difference in what we know about happiness and how to get to happiness. Everyone's path to happiness is different. But I'm actually kind of disappointed in the ending of this journal, and I am not really feeling like this is helping. I mean, there was some really good list in the beginning. If you want to go back, I'll link that page so you can see my journey from the beginning. But I'm not finding that these, you know, list the ways money can buy happiness, list the ways money cannot buy happiness, list your dreams as a child. I mean, now actually list 43, which asks to, you know, list your dreams as a child and where are you now? I mean, let me think about that. As a child, I don't know what dreams people have. You want to be a baseball player? Do you want to build skyscrapers? I don't know. Maybe my imagination just wasn't there. But again, overall, toward the end of this book, and as I like flip through the pages and I'm looking to see what these last seven lists are, I'm not feeling it. So, you know, I know that I've been promoting this book, and, you know, I'm not going to put any negative decision in your mind. This is just my opinion. I say you can look through my list and look at it and see if it's something that you want, and maybe it will apply to you. But right now, what I'm saying is that I'm not really feeling the end of this book, but I'm going to finish it because it's like I made a promise and I set out to finish it. So I'm going to finish it. But overall, I'm not really feeling it. And that's just my personal opinion. And that's just because I feel like these last few lists are kind of trivial in a way. I ain't gonna say it no more. Y'all know I'm not feeling it. Just gonna stop there. So with that, I'm going to close this tea session today. I hope I made it quick. I really aim to. I do. So I'll be back again next Sunday because, again, I'm going to just condense these last seven into two at a time or three at a time to kind of move through it because I want to be done with this. I want to be done. I want to move on. I can continue my Sunday, you know, tea session and chit chat with just a few topics and discuss those. But I'm ready to move on from this because I don't feel like it's working. So, yeah, there you have it. But thank you. Sorry for that ramble, you know, ramble much. My bad. I'm sorry. That was a ramble. Thanks so much for visiting my blog today, friends. I appreciate you all. I love you. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for any comment or like or anything. I just appreciate each and every one of you. Don't forget to, you know, show some love and like this post or follow along. Become a member of the fam. I would love, love, love to have you, you know, to stop by the blog and, you know, see what I post, see what I'm up to. Again, I hope everyone has a very wonderful, relaxing, stay cool and stay dry, y'all, this week. And as I always say, my friends, know thyself.